I'm excited because we finally got microphones.
Yes, we did. We are trying out these TikTok microphones because we've got them. Well, no, these weren't for free. These were $9.99. I literally paid $9.99 for these microphones, and we're testing it out. So let us know how you like them.
Shout out, Luis, for these microphones. If you should see, right, how little, we're not talking about like big microphones así del studio. We are talking about miniature microphones.
Like, these are the microphones you see on TikTok of like influencers using. So when they're talking to the phone, it can actually pick up on what they're saying and it doesn't sound like they're super far. So they're wireless. These aren't like podcasting microphones.
Here's a little ASMR.
Oh my God. Hudi feels like she's fucking Christina Saralegi up in here, fucking about to do a talk show. Like,
hey, this is a big step, y'all. Like, we were recording off of, we're still recording off of the phone, but now we have microphones.
So, see, this is what you need to avoid, because we're actually testing the mics and we're seeing the levels. So you have your mic too close to you, Hudi.
It's because Luis just doesn't want me to sound loud because he wants to be the loud one. Again, what's this? Me syndrome?
No, you're going to sound horrible. If you want to sound horrible, then that's
it's your syndrome.
Anyways, so last week, our conversation got a little heated.
A little?
I don't know if you were going to cry, you were going to laugh, because you were all sorts of everything. And at some point, I was like, oh my God, she's about to cry. I need to say something sensitive. I'm not going to be able to say anything sensitive, probably insensitive, but like, you were also high.
Yeah, I was. Honestly, no, it was a good conversation, Luis. Everybody said that you were a cunt, so.
Who's everybody?
Our 4 followers.
Yeah, well, I didn't get any bad messages.
Yeah, because they're not going to tell you to your face.
You better not. So what have you been up to? It's raining in Southern California because guess what? I did see in the analytics that we do have listeners in the UK.
Ooh,
and in Mexico and in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. And
sure, that's all they sound like.
I know that's probably definitely not what they sound like. I'm so sorry to the one listener in Rio de Janeiro,
please come at him.
But anyways, it's been raining in Southern California.
Luis, it only rained for one day.
That's a long time. It was raining for a long time.
It's been raining.
Oh my God, my dad's dog is annoying. One second, please hold.
We know your time is valuable. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible. Thank you for your call. We appreciate your business and the opportunity to assist you. Please continue to hold. A representative is working hard to take your call just as soon as possible.
So my dad's in the kitchen. This is where we usually record, in the kitchen. And so my dad's here in the kitchen. Y su perrito lo está viendo and it's barking. And he's like, let me in.
Next step, a studio.
Yeah. Give Hudi a $10 fucking mic and she
don't know how to act.
She doesn't. She thinks she's on CNN reporting live and shit. Anyways.
It's the little things, you guys. Honestly.
It's the very little things.
I'm excited for this because as tiny as this microphone is.
I don't know, girl. You're used to tiny things. So anyways, my dad went and got a diaper for Toby. So he's putting on the diaper and Toby is in the house. Toby is in the house now. So if you hear little click, clack, clacks, it's Toby. And he's coming this way. Anyways, so
We should have had some edibles for this.
No. Bueno, entonces, it got heated, but listen, we thought maybe we should edit some of these things or whatever, but no, the point is to be as transparent as possible. And while it might seem like it doesn't make a difference, I feel like a lot of people that are listening to the podcast now are identifying with us because, o sea, we talk about things that happen in our lives, right? And as mundane as they may be, I feel like a lot of people go through these things.
Oh, he used a big word.
Mundane is not a big word. Anyways, Judy just wants to just say anything, randomness, because she wants to use the fucking mic. So last night, Judy and I, we had a little brotherly bonding moment because my partner is not here.
We have little brotherly bonding moments all the time.
Okay.
Wow, you don't think so, bitch?
Yeah, we do.
Even if we fight all the time.
So
that's still bonding.
My partner is not here. He's in Miami visiting his grandmother.
I know that little cunt. I was telling Luis today. I was like, okay, I actually miss him. When is he coming back home?
He is very lovable because he's just so kind. He's just the kindest
person. He's the most patient person.
Patient and kind. And so we had not watched the final for La Más Draga because this year La Más Draga decided to charge to see the final on YouTube, which, listen, it's great. Go ahead and do you. Pero esta temporada de La Más Draga, I actually didn't feel like it was like amazing. Out of every participant, I usually always remember about half of the cast's names. And this year, I only remember two names, Alexis Mugler and Maria Guadalupe. Those are the two names.
Juana.
Ya ves? Juana. Y ni me lo aprendí bien. Maria Guadalupe, and it's Juana Guadalupe.
I was actually paying attention. I really liked this. This is like the full season that I watched completely all.
But you see, that's the whole thing. Like, if you like this season, you would have liked, I think the best season, for sure the best season, was season number one. And then season number three. Pero right now, it's like they're doing so much. They're doing too much production, which is great. But les está picando la cola because acaba de entrar RuPaul's Drag Race Mexico. And so now I feel like they're trying to do the most, which I feel like they shouldn't because, bueno, ¿cuándo fue la final? La final was like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. It was in November. It was in November because we had said we should go for your birthday
La
final. Mm-hmm. So it was held in November at the Pepsi Center, which is a huge arena. RuPaul could never. RuPaul's Drag Race finale always happens in like some theater, I think the Shrine or some small theater. And this was like the Pepsi Center, literal, like. Can you guys hear that? That's my dad fighting with Toby. Like, I don't know what's going on over there, but they're going at it. So last night or this week was the first week that they had the finale for free for the world to see. And of course, Judy and I, porque somos tan pinches codos, we didn't pay $10.99 or however much it was. And we waited fucking 3 months. And so we were watching that last night. And we literally went to bed like around, 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning? I think it was like 2.
No.
No, it was 1.
It was close to 1.
So while we were watching, because we got so uninterested in what was going on.
Es que aparte, I feel like I have seen a finale. I have seen a finale before. I think it was like season 5 that I watched, or 4. It was a random one that I started watching because I was like, oh, cool.
Era donde salió este paper cut.
Yeah, I think so. And I was like,
that finale.
And I was like, oh my God, that is so fucking cool that they invite like people to go see and like, it's like a fucking pachanga up in there. So that's when I was like, oh my God, Luis, we should totally go. But yeah, it just sucked. Like, it just was not it.
It was not giving. You know who was giving? That girl in that red dress in the audience that the camera would pan over to?
Yeah, whoever that was, she stole, like,
she
so
stole
much.
The show. Like, literally, at one point, her chichis were out. Like, it was just randomness. But anyways, so while we were doing that, of course.
Wow, this is hurting my hand.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. While we were waiting... Not waiting. While we were watching La Más Draga Final season temporada número 6, I logged on to TikTok Shop and then we missed like half of the fucking thing.
Yeah, we literally stopped watching the show.
Because I got a coupon for $50 to purchase things. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this whole fucking rabbit hole experience that I've been going through. So one of my videos went viral. Okay, one of my videos went viral where I was promoting the comforter. And literal, up to right now, se han vendido 900 y pico fucking comforters from the videos where I promote the comforter. And of course, I get a commission, and my commission is like $5.39 from each one of those comforters sold. So, literal, I've made over $5,000. I know. For the month of February. And of course,
month of February. February
I'm
just
sorry,
started.
For the month of January.
I'm like, damn, course, where's that money at, bitch?
And of course, a quien le dan pan que llore, right? And at first I was like, no way. And then finally when I saw the money coming in, because it's a process, right? The process is you promote the product, people click on it, and if they purchase, then that counts towards a commission, right? But you don't get that commission until after the product has been delivered and pasan de 3 a 5 días so that they make sure that the person is not going to do a return. So once that happens, then that money goes into your account. And so it took about a week before I saw some money. And I remember the first day that I posted, se vendieron 2 comforters. And I was like, what the fuck? That is crazy. Y yo dije $10. And I was like, man, that's awesome. Yo me emocioné con $10 because I'm part of the beta program on TikTok where they pay you per views. Y en ese, lo más que me he ganado han sido como pinche $8 en un mes. So when I saw $10 in like a day of sales, I was like, holy shit, I'm rich.
A bitch.
Rich. A rich bitch. And so I started going through that thing, and then I posted another video, and that video got more. And so then the next day I had sold 100 and then 300. And then I was like, what the fuck?
And then we were ricas, famosas, y
Latinas.
No,
Latines.
Y, ¿cómo se dice?
Sí, ricas, latinas, famosas. Sí. So,
I was going to say exóticas.
También, güey, también. So then the first lump sum of money came in, and it was like $300. And I was like, holy shit, okay. I'm like, I want to wait until there's like over $2,000 in here before I transfer. And then it got to $2,100. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to transfer because I see the money there. But then I'm like, I need to see it in my bank account.
And currently, psych, we're not recording from our kitchen. We're actually in the Bahamas.
That is going to happen. Watch. And so then I transfer the money, and then you have to wait fucking 3 to 5 business days for the money to transfer, right? And I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to wait. Cool. Pasaron los 4 días. Pasaron 2 días. Y el tercer día, the money was in my bank account, yo. It went from zero to $2,100. And I was like, holy shit, it's real. Like, Santa Claus exists. The fucking Tooth Fairy exists, right? I went wild. I was like, oh my God, this is a thing. So I took part of that money and bought items on the TikTok shop that I was like, these are items that I would use. Because here's the thing. Somebody commented and said, ustedes dicen lo que sea por hacer ventas y la gente, y cogen a la gente de boba. And I was like, you know what? That's such a great comment because I do want to make sure that I'm transparent with my viewers. And si está bueno el producto, chingón, y si no, well, let's just talk about how it's not the best product. So I started ordering a whole bunch of product y empezaron a llegar cosas, güey, like random, right? And then I got 2 coupons for $50, so I had $100, And when you get those coupons, you have to purchase certain things. You can't just go on the TikTok shop and buy imponerle como por ejemplo macetas or whatever you want. No. When you get those coupons are for certain items. And so then I went down that rabbit hole and I bought $100 worth of shit. And I got electric loncheras. I got fucking chiropractic pillows. I got fucking Miyoki tumbler for my sister. Like, I got a whole bunch of shit that I was like, okay, este para mi mamá, este para acá, para allá, para tan, right? And then I started getting hit up by a whole bunch of TikTok shops. Like, literally, I've gotten over, like, 800 requests of TikTok shops being like, hey, we saw your video. It's great. We would love for you to do a video for us. We'll give you 20% commission, blah, blah. And I was like, holy shit. Entonces, there's this vacuum on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, I know you've seen this. There's a vacuum on TikTok for pets where it grooms them and it sucks the hair into this little container. And then there's also a ¿cómo se llama?
Sí, razor.
No, it's not a razor, pero
a
it's
blade.
Like a máquina, right? A máquina that cuts their hair. And then my partner, who's in Miami, was like, hey, me salió esta máquina, and it's like $80 on discount, pero como it's my first time buying it, me va a salir en $50. And I was like, oh my God, yes, get it. Get it, we'll buy it, y si sirve chingón, y si no, we'll like still say that it doesn't work. But I want to be free to like
do whatever I want.
Exactly. So he got it and it arrived. Well, anyways, going back to the, I just pulled a Ricardo, my brother.
Long story long?
No, short story long.
Long story longer?
So last night we were watching La Mazdraga finale, and ¿cómo se llama?
And
so
we were shopping.
I got another coupon, y'all. I got another coupon for $50 and I was like, mira, Judy, I got a coupon, no sé qué. Dude, ahí se nos fue una hora de la pinche Mazdraga because we just started buying shit. Like, Judy was like, oh my God, can you get me this? And I was like, girl, I'm not going to get you Spanx because I need to do a fucking video. And,
not
you know,
Spanx,
and then Judy was
stupido.
Like, and then Judy was like, and then Judy was like, well, I can't do a video because I can't add a lot of filters like I do on my pictures. So we couldn't get her Spanx.
Luis just always hates because I'm the pretty sister.
No, just kidding. But there were things that she wanted that I was like,
and they were not Spanx.
But you need to fucking do a video. And I guess she didn't see herself doing a video because I wasn't gonna fucking do a video wearing the fucking Spanx.
You could have.
So anyways, yeah, I could have, but I don't want to. I don't wanna these goodies are for my man.
My goodies, not my goodies.
I got my sick reputation.
So anyways, how many things did you get?
Ay, güey, nada más me dejaste agarrar una cosa.
No, Ricudi, you
Luis,
got more.
Fuck you.
You got the
Yeah, I got
shit.
The hair thing. The hair is como un it's like the shark, but it's not the shark, y'all, because the shark is like $300.
This is the tiburón.
But it's one of those máquinas. Let's see if it works. And
this
then
is a tiburón, tiburón.
And then
tiburón, tiburón,
tiburón, tiburón, tiburón, tiburón a la vista, bañista, un tiburón.
And then the other thing was a little bag. Because,
for your shit.
Yeah, because literally, this is something that I hated about my mom, is that llegaba y se iba to work con un chingo de bolsas, literal, like so many bags. And the other day at work, I was like, oh my God, yo soy la señora de las mil bolsas. I literally have like my lunch bag, my work bag, my computer bag. I'm like, so this bag has a lot of little slots.
Little compartments.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that is a better fix for my life.
What else did we get? Oh, we got some fucking cleaning towels for the dishes.
Oh, the jars for the oatmeal, for the overnight oats.
I guess what? I just looked this morning and they're sold out. So I think we got one of the last things. And I got some heart-shaped vases. I got three that I'm going to use as a like tablescape decor. And oh, and I also got this little thing that folds and unfolds, and it's like para que te hagas el baño, for where, like, when you're stuck in traffic, you know, there's nowhere to run, you just pull this little shit, lo estiras, and you pee into it. And apparently it's good for male and female. So I got that for Fernando because he works at the post office. He's a mail carrier. And he's told me stories when sometimes he's had to, like, throw away his, like, Gatorade para hacer pipi ahí because there's nowhere to go. And I've never thought about that until, like, now. So I want to give that to him to test it out. So we got, like, fucking eight items for guess how much?
For literally like $6.
No.
Was it $8?
It was $6 plus tax. So we literally paid $14 for 8 items, yo. Like, we are going down this rabbit hole. So anyways.
Stay tuned for those reviews.
Stay tuned. Follow me at _Diagwe for those reviews. And I'm excited because, hey, it's like income that, mira, you know, as I had talked about, right? I was scared. I was worried. I was stressed because I had promised my partner that I would pay for the rent. And I just paid my dad the rent and I gave him extra money. I'm going to pay for another bill. I paid for my mom's insulin. You guys went shopping and and I pitched in for that. So.
Y no más me embarqué yo.
So anyways, I am going to make reviews and I'm not going to do reviews just of any pendejada. I'm going to make reviews of things that catch my attention and that I know that I can use on the daily basis. So anyways, if you want to check out those reviews, go to my TikTok.
So maybe we'll have bigger microphones in the next one.
Yes, maybe next time we'll have bigger microphones. We'll actually have microphones. But anyways, that's what's been going on with me. What else has been going on with you?
Me? Well, today I want to say.
Oh, can we say that we, because clearly you're not ready.
What?
We just came back from La Fondita.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Oh, okay, go.
Yeah, well, we just come back. We just came back from La Fonditas. I had a very productive morning. I went running in the morning. I jogged. I did 4 miles, which I'm so proud of because. That's a lot of fucking miles.
That's great. Yeah.
And I've already had a really productive morning where I am already like super tired. Like I just need a nap. And Luis was like, let's record. But anyways, so we went to La Fondita. We've had a good day so far. My week has been good. It's just work is just busy. My days are longer because of work. And it kind of sucks because it's like I'm there all morning and all afternoon. So literally I get home at 7 and it's like, ya es hora de dormir.
Pero you also get Fridays off, so yeah. You have 3-day weekends. So I think it's worth it because it doesn't matter. Let's face it. What were you gonna fucking do if you got off at 5? You're probably just gonna sit on your ass.
Luis, I work out.
Okay, go work out and then what?
And then
sit
I
on your ass. Go
no,
sleep.
And then I prep my lunch and then I and do other.
Well,
shit.
Well, I understand, but you made it seem like you were working till 7 prevented you from doing some fucking social shit.
Well,
like
not
going to Indio.
Not social, but. On Monday and Tuesday, it didn't work out because I was so over it. I was like, I'm fucking tired. I cannot. So, yeah, it ruins my vibe. It clearly just ruins my vibe. Anyways, pero no vamos a hablar de eso porque, como dicen, no something la mano que te está dando de comer or some shit like that.
No muerdas la mano que te está dando de comer or something.
Yeah, some shit like that. But anyways, we have some exciting news.
What exciting news?
What do you mean with exciting news?
Oh, wait. Before we go there, I also want to say that I apologize to my dad while we were eating at La Fondita.
Oh, yeah. Luis is a cunt.
Because yesterday they were buying tickets. They're going to Michoacán for a wedding. And Judith's going. My dad, my mom, my brother, my sister-in-law. And so they always do this. How many of you have parents that you buy tickets for? My parents, my family, when they travel, like, they are a fucking mess. Like, they literally could be the fucking Home Alone Latino. They would literally forget one of us. They would literally do that because it's such a mess. It's always such a mess. Like, my parents, listen, you know those Volaris fucking videos where people are like, ¿Por qué me quiere cobrar? Es un robo. Que no sé qué.
Venga uno de volar y saber qué resolvemos.
Queremos respuestas, queremos respuestas.
Es un infierno, la verdad. Mucha gente.
Those are my parents. My parents are the kind of people that they're going to try to sneak in a fucking 100-pound fucking carry-on. And then when they get caught, they're going to complain. And they also son muy mal organizados. They don't know their fechas. They're so indecisive. Así se dice, ¿verdad? Indecisive. And so I hate booking flights for them because it's a fucking what could be done in 2 minutes takes 5 hours for them. And so eso ha sido de toda la vida. And packing, forget it. Like, and Fernando is the same way. Fernando is the same way as my parents. Yo, no. If I know the fecha that I want to be gone and I know the fecha that I'm going to be back, listen, I can book those shits in like less than 5 minutes. Y ya, no pasa nada. But my parents and you take forever.
I don't.
You also take forever in packing your bags. Yes, you do. Fernando gets upset at me because it's the day of and I haven't packed. And it's like, I can pack quick. Like, I am quick and done. So last night, my parents wanted to get these tickets and my sister-in-law was going to buy them. And so it was $250 all in, including the fucking airport tax. And my dad was like, a ver, espérame, I'll call you back. Let me have Luis check. And then I go and check, and the fucking tickets are now $150, which means they're going to pay over $350, close to $400. And my dad's like, pero why le salen más baratos a my sister, you know, the sister-in-law? And I was like, okay. And I was like, because you have to purchase them right there and then. Like, the Volaris website knows.
I mean, all websites.
All websites know that you're going and coming back, and then they raise the price. So I ended up yelling last night at my dad, and at the end of that, I did feel bad.
Luis does this all the time, though.
But instead of them paying $250-something for all three tickets on the same flight, same day that they wanted to come back, now they paid $481. And everybody got upset. I think my dad felt aguitado. And then my mom ended the night with telling me, you know, this is why your dad doesn't want to live with anyone when he's older, because no le van a tener paciencia.
Y se le ¿cómo es? ¿Se remordió la conciencia? ¿Cómo dice?
Something like that. Me remordió la conciencia.
And Luis was like, papacito, papacito.
But then I told my mom, I'm like, no, this has nothing to do with old age.
It does. Because
no, it doesn't. Luis. It doesn't. That's what I told my dad today. I'm like, you all have always been like this. When we were younger, when you were younger, every single time when it comes down to booking tickets, you guys can never decide which tickets, which hour, which it always. And this always happens where the tickets end up being much more expensive. So I'm like, yeah, last week, Karina had told you guys that the tickets were $30. Like, why didn't you just say, buy them now? Like, were you expecting them to be like $2? Like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, $32 a ticket is amazing.
But you also have to think about the fact that, like, we have to obviously make sure with, like, mom's job, my job.
You guys had already set that up.
Yeah, but I hadn't gotten the day yet until literally this week.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, you guys know you're going to travel. Why wait? Like, that makes no fucking sense to me. Like, no fucking sense.
So this was being a very a cunt yesterday.
So I did yell, and I did tell my dad today while we were La Fondita. I said, hey, dad.
He said, I'm sorry, papacito.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell, and this has nothing to do with old age. Okay? I want you to understand that, because I felt like he did get a little bit upset. And I was like, this has nothing to do with old age. You guys have been doing this all the fucking time.
But you have said before that when they get older, they're...
Yeah, I've always said that plain, Cudi.
Luis...
I've always said that playing. I'm like, nope, you ain't going to live with me. I'm going to put you in a fucking old person home. But then here's the other thing, too, about that.
If y'all should see my face right now, I'm shaking my head.
No. Es que nosotros, en la cultura latina, we have it where our elders always live with us until they pass away. I don't agree with that. I disagree with that. Listen, I would love to live with my parents until they're 100 years old. But the fact of the matter is that I won't be there all the time. And they're going to be alone. Like, they become a fucking mueble. They become a cuadro.
Oh, my God.
I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong, though?
I mean...
No. Nobody interacts with them. Like, not the nietos, not the kids. And we're seeing that with my mom's mom right now. Like, her daughters, les vale madres, and they go out on vacation.
But I think it's a little bit different in the sense that I at least think and I know that I definitely want to have, like, my parents around with me all the time. Like, I understand that we have our lives and sometimes we're like, ay, yama, ya. Or, like, you know, we don't want to hang out with them. But I think because we're so close in it that I still feel that I want to have my parents around all the time. Like, even now as an adult that I'm almost, like, you know, hitting my older age or older adulthood, I'm like, man, like yesterday. My mom was like, oh, she was telling my dad, oh, mañana te iba a make you a trabajar or whatever. And I was like, no, mom, yo te iba a trabajar. Like, it's my day off. But, like, just little stuff like that is like, I'll take you to work.
Right, because... but that doesn't happen every fucking day. Porque a veces tú también te levantas de un pinche genio que vas a chingar a su madre a mi mamá. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, yes, as they get older, they're going to be stuck in their ways and in their ideas. And for me... it would be sad that they're in a home where they get attention every so often, not every day. And they need people to interact with that are their age that can, like, ay, sí, yo me acuerdo que en el 2000 se acuerda que no sé qué. Like, that's what they need. They need to be in a place where les van a tener con actividades. Like, they're going to have happy hours where my dad can go and play poker with the other people there and create.
So what
bonds.
You're saying is you really do want to send them to the CLO.
Like, I listen, I that's what I would want for me. I don't want to be stuck in a house where I'm like just there como like a fixture of the house. Like, I don't want that for me. And I've already told Fernando, I'm like, listen, when we're like seniors, if we're still together, when we're together, like, I want us to be in, like, a retirement home that fucking has beautiful cabana boys. I want a gay retirement home. Is there a gay retirement home somewhere? Maybe that's going to be my next business for when I become a senior.
You're already a senior, bitch.
Fuck you. But, dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would want that. I want to be active. I want to know that if I'm living somewhere in a senior home, right, que yo sé que a las 5 de la mañana, 6 de la mañana, I can walk downstairs and I could do the fucking aquatics, aerobics, and and I know that a las seis de la tarde sale el autobús para llevar a la gente al parque. Like, I want that, and I would want that for my parents. I wouldn't want them to be sitting at home. And I swear to God that when I become rich, I will look for that senior place, pero en Mexico. For my parents to have their own lives and for them to be able to live with us like a week or 2 weeks or whatever, or us visit them. But they need to have their own life. That's what I think. I rest my case.
Yeah, this is a very sad conversation. I don't like talking about stuff like that.
But I mean, I think that's the truth. I don't want them sitting there at home, like doing nothing, just being there. Like, I hear my grandmother and, like, how she has to get up and do, like, her own cafe and nobody's there. Sometimes people are there. Sometimes van y la sacan. Like, no, I don't. That doesn't sit well with me. So anyways, did you want to share your cool, great news?
I'm over here like, fuck, this shit got real depressing. what? Oh, that's the news for both of us. Yeah, we're having a special guest.
Yes, we are.
And we're super excited to have you, Brianna.
Yes! Oh my God. So Brianna was listening to the podcast and we were like, Judith and I were like, oh my gosh, she's going to get to the end.
Literally the whole day we were like.
And then pasaron 2 horas and we're like, she didn't get to the end.
Because we're like, she stopped listening.
Because she... tagged us and posted that she was listening to the podcast. So we're like, oh my God, she's gonna, you know, whatever. Y como yo soy bien pinche desesperado, of course, I was like, so? And she was like, so what?
She's like, what do you want?
And Brianna, you broke my little fucking heart. Because I was like, oh, pobrecita. Not pobrecita you, pobrecita me. Because I'm like, she just posts us to think that we do have a listener. And she doesn't really listen to us.
I didn't really think about that, Brianna. You better fucking not be doing that.
And then she finally listened to it and she's like, oh my god, I'm so excited. And yes,
she's her only hype girl.
I know. And then she explained that basically what happens is that
she fucking hates her podcast.
She'll start listening to the podcast, and if she can't go through it listening to the whole thing, next time she jumps in the car, she'll restart it. Para que le dure más, because she loves it so much. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. But finally she got to it and she listened to the whole thing and she was like, yes. So Brianna is going to come this Sunday, or she already came because you're listening to this on a Monday. She already came to record and hopefully we had a good time, because I can't say we did, right? Because it's Friday and she's coming Sunday. So.
But I thought you said you were going to put this out first and then.
Well, that, yeah. We are putting this up.
Well, that, yeah.
So we don't know if we had a great time. But anyways, that episode is coming out next week. So be prepared for that, because she's going to be interviewing us.
It better be good questions.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's.
I think that's it. That's a wrap. How did this microphone sound?
I know, you should tell us, because I am loving it, even though my hand's about to fall off. But I am already about to take this and go do some reportaje on
reporting from the streets.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go up to people
the
and be like,
"Oh, streets." Reporting from Indio. You should fucking
shut
take this
the
and
fuck
report
up.
Indio.
Why was that already in my
See, I knew it.
Why are we like the same person? Anyways,
but anyways, you can listen to me. Listen to me.
See, can you see why he's literally a fucking.
You can
ass?
Follow me on.
I'm not even
that.
I was gonna say something else.
_Diagway. Thank you very much. Goodbye.